setting the bar time. Kelly, this is what?
An example of what not to do.
Right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without continuing to compete in a fitness challenge when your girlfriend and competition partner passes out needing to be treated by paramedics,
oh no,
you're doing okay.
Oh no.
Yeah, so this gym bro kind of getting a lot of backlash because there's a TikTok of him kind of continuing to participate in this Hyrox competition fitness event, right? So this is in Australia, and his partner slash girlfriend like passes out and starts like shaking and is getting treated by paramedics. And this is a witness.
Some guy's missus started like falling and fainting at the wall balls, and I was like, told one of the judges, oh, can you help her? Then she hit the deck, fainted, and was full like twitching on the floor. And then her boyfriend just kept on doing wall balls, didn't go over and see her. All the paramedics come over and start doing all this medical stuff to her. Boyfriend walks over, taps her on the leg, and then looks at the judge and goes, do I need her to finish the race?
OMG.
And we
technically no, and he's like, right, sweet. And then ran off and finished the race without her. And then didn't even go back and check on her.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, so...
oh, no.
As you can probably imagine. Look, the optics are bad. There are people that are coming to his defense saying, hey, look, you don't, he was checking on her. You don't understand, everything that was happening. But there are plenty of people that are like, yeah, no, that's his ex, or that's her ex now. And if we signed up as a couple and he continued without me due to a medical emergency.
They're assuming and hoping it's her ex now.
Right, right.
Yes.
Well, no. That's what I'm saying. Like the commenters are saying, right.
Exactly.
So yeah, I guess there are a couple things. One, someone allegedly said that she wanted him to continue it for them.
But if the dude is saying she's on the ground twitching,
yeah.
It doesn't sound like she was in the position to see, go babe, keep doing it. You're great. Like, no.
And also, the official Hyrox response, the response from the fitness, competition,
yeah,
clarified the rules that both teammates are required to complete the full race to be eligible for finisher time and ranking.
Okay, so indeed he did need her. So when she hit the deck, they both done.
Yeah.
And you should probably check on your girlfriend. She's on the floor twitching.
I know.
Look,
I do understand to a point where it's like, man, you know what? You've trained and you've practiced and you've trained and all this stuff. And now is the day of the event. And oh my gosh, this is an unexpected turn.
It is an unexpected turn, but your girlfriend should mean more than a stupid race.
Exactly. So that's why this is setting the bar story.
OMG.
Right. So
listen, guys, I'm going to talk to you. Gym bros.
Okay.
Especially if you've got a girlfriend, wife, significant other.
Okay.
Listen.
All right.
You guys sign up for a couples thing like this, couples competition?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing race, whatever.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Your girlfriend hits the deck, starts twitching on the floor. You go over and say she's okay. You know, keep going.
Well, to be fair, he did kind of go over and say,
he kicked her leg, said, you know, do I need her?
Yeah, hey, do I need her? They were like, I don't know, I guess.
All right, sweet.
Sweet.
I'm going to go back to Walmart.
Honey, I'm going to win this for you.
OMG. I cannot. Bless his heart, though. But I cannot.
Are you giving him a bless his heart?
Well, I mean, not even. He doesn't even deserve that.
Okay.
I'm just gonna say, hopefully at some point he's gonna view this as a learning experience.
Sure, learning experience.
Not look back and be mad at his girlfriend that she spoiled the race.
I would have placed if it weren't for you.
Babe, I was doing really well until you hit the deck and started twitching and ruined it. OMG.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day today, tomorrow, next week, without continuing to compete in a fitness challenge when your girlfriend and competition partner passes out needing to be treated by paramedics, you're doing okay.
Yeah, no, it's best to go ahead and tend to your girlfriend. Just make sure
I know.
Everything she
you
got to
chalk that one up, and you just got to say, hey, you know what? Human life is more important than this competition right
you
now.
Drop the wall balls, and you go see if she's okay.
Yeah, there you go. That is your setting the bar story. I find it how touching it is that you're so passionate about something that you have no interest in.
Nope, not at all. Don't know these people at all. It's just, you know, solidarity.
It's with, the
know,
principle of the thing.
Exactly. It's like, I'm supporting my girl.
Right, absolutely. You know, yeah. All right, there you go. That's your setting the bar story.